Begin with the words of Shinran Shonin from a letter that he wrote to one of his companions in the Nembutsu. I find this particularly meaningful today and hope that you'll join me in reflecting on this at the beginning of our Shotsuki Hoyo service this morning. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho o negai shimasu. Shinran Shonin no o tegami no o kotoba desu. I recall the late Master Honen saying, "Persons of the Pure Land tradition attain birth in the Pure Land by becoming their foolish selves." Moreover, I remember him smile and say, as he watched humble people of no intellectual pretensions coming to visit him, "Without doubt, their birth is settled." 今は亡き法然上人が浄土の教えを仰ぐ人は、我が身の愚かさに気づいて往生するのであると仰せになっていたのを確かにお聞きしましたし、何もわからない無知な人々が来るのをご覧になっては間違いなく往生するであろうと微笑まれていったのを拝見しましたと。ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。 Good morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。Thank you for joining us today for this Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial Service in which we remember those loved ones who passed over to the other shore this month of January.
本日の1月のお浄土に往生なさった方々を偲ぶ正月法要のご参拝をようこそのお参りでございます。
This is a time we gather to remember our loved ones, those who are close to us, those who've inspired us in our lives. This time of year is also the time we are here at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple. We remember Shinran Shonin, our great ancestor in the Nembutsu.Who passed over to the other shore over 750 years ago. And this time of year, his memorial services are held at Honganji, and we'll be having our memorial for Shinran next Sunday. Hope you'll all be able to join us here for that service.
まあ、この季節は本山、本願寺のお寺、西本願寺では、御正気法恩公という Shinran Shonin のことをお忍ぶ感謝するお参りをしまして、でここサンマテオ仏教会では来週の日曜日に法恩公という親鸞聖人の法事のお参りをがありますので、ぜひ皆さん一緒にお参りしてください。
So this is a time when as we remember our loved ones, I also for myself I think about 角尿聖人、親鸞聖人's great grandson who founded this tradition of 法恩公 services
この法恩公というのは親鸞聖人のひ孫の覚尿聖人が始まったことなんですね。
And 覚尿聖人 never met his grandfather, but he was so inspired by his life that he set about to create this tradition of annual remembrance.
覚尿聖人はひおじいさんの親鸞聖人に会ったことはなかったですけど、すごい親鸞聖人に感動して感謝して、じゃあ法恩公とこういうお参りを始まったんですね。
And so for me, I also think about those who have come before me in the Nembutsu, and am particularly inspired by the ministers who we remember. We remembered some previous ministers today during our Shotsuki, and you, each of you, remember your own loved ones who inspired and guided you in the Nembutsu at this time.
まあ、皆さんが忍ぶ方々、または格好の開教師を忍ぶこと、本日も格好の、その僧侶の方も忍ぶことあるんですけど、みんなそれぞれの出会いがあったご家族の方が念仏の導きであったこと、 本日しのぶことですね。
When I first became a minister, I served at the Oxnard Buddhist Temple, and as I was spending time in Oxnard, I would often hear stories of the previous ministers, and one minister who sort of stood out in my mind was the Reverend Masami Fujitani.
私がオクスナード仏教会でこういう開教師の生活を始まったんですけど、そのオクスナードの時によく格好の開教師の話をお聞きしまして、でその一人の非常に気になってた方は藤谷正美先生のことですね。
Masami sensei, Reverend Fujitani sensei was living back in Japan. He had returned to Japan at the time that I was in Oxnard. And I always wondered, will I ever get a chance to meet him and hear about his own experiences living and teaching the Nembutsu in Oxnard.
そして私は、Fujitani sensei はもう日本に帰られたんですから、いつか会うご縁があるかなと。思って、先生のぜひ先生のいろいろ話を聞かせていただきたかったということですね。
I remember when I first arrived at the Oxnard Buddhist Temple, there was a complete set of the Buddhist sutras in classical Chinese at the temple. It's very rare for even universities to have a full set of all of the Buddhist sutras in Chinese translation. And I thought, wow, what a treasure. And then I saw at the bottom it had been donated by one of the members. And so I asked them, it's like, what inspired your parents to donate this beautiful and very, you know, a great, very costly set of the sutras in Chinese? Did you have some, you know, great scholar living here? And they said, we did. Reverend Fujitani was a great scholar. And so our family provided these sutras so that he would be able to continue his research into the classical sutras.
そして私がその方の、その、お布施した方に聞いて、あなたのお父さん、お母さんはなんでこの立派なお経をたくさんドネーションしたかと聞いて、ああ、前は藤谷先生という立派な学者という先生がここにおられて、その先生が研究が続くように、その大蔵経すべての経典がここに置いてあった、ここにあるようにしましたね。
And so I finally did have an opportunity to meet Reverend Fujitani on the occasion of the 100th anniversary, the centennial of the Berkeley Buddhist Temple. Fujitani sensei had also served the Berkeley Temple, and so he came to the U.S. to attend the centennial services and also to visit his daughter who happened to be living in Oxnard.
そして Fujitani sensei が2011年にアメリカに来て、バークリーの100周年に参加して、バークリー仏教会の100周年。そして娘さんがオクスナードに住んでたんですから、娘さんのところにしばらく滞在しました。
And so I thought, well, I really have to take this opportunity to meet Reverend Fujitani. So I called up his daughter and I made arrangements to go and visit him at her home.
そして私がぜひ藤谷先生に会いたいと思って娘さんに連絡しまして、じゃあこのじゃあいつか会いに行ってもいいですか、まあいつでもいいですよと言われて、いつどうぞどうぞ来てください。
So I went over and my wife and I went over and, you know, rang the doorbell, and sensei was approaching his 90th birthday. He was almost 90, but he came, you know, very happily, opened the door, welcomed me in, said, have a seat.
まあ90歳近くの方なんですけど、すごい元気が良くて、じゃあここに座ってくださいと言って、
And so he sat me down, and the first question he asked me was, I heard that you've studied Chinese.
そして初めて質問されたのは、あなたは中国語を勉強したことあると聞いたんですけど。
I said, yeah, I did. I studied in college. He said, when you learn Chinese, did you learn using the Wade-Giles romanization system or the Pinyin romanization system?
あなたが中国語を勉強したときは、この Pinyin という書き方か、Wade-Giles という書き方を、どっちか並んでたということを聞きました。
He said, oh, I learned using the Pinyin system. And he smiled and said, very good.
Pinyin のシステムで習ったと、まあ、笑顔で、ああ、それは良かったですね、と。
And he proceeded to speak with me for about 15 minutes about the different ways of romanizing and writing Chinese words in English.
そして、まあ、15分ぐらいかけて、中国語の英語で書き方について詳しく話しましたね。
When there was a break in the conversation, I asked him, you know, Sensei, I know that you're a linguist, and I had a question about something I noticed about our temple.
先生は非常にその言語の学者であることをお聞きしてるんですけど、このお寺について聞きたいことがあるんですよ。と言いました。
Said, when I look at the old books and old materials, old letters and things at the temple, I've noticed they all say Oxnard Buddhist Church at the top.However, the more recent materials, and out in front of the temple now, it says Oxnard Buddhist Temple. Do you know when and why it went from being a church to a temple?
まあ前はこのオクスナード仏教会は英語で表記することは Oxnard Buddhist Church, church という言葉を使ってたんですけど、いつの間にかなんか、temple となってるんですけど、この church と temple の言葉はいつ書いたと、なぜ書いたと。お分かりでしょうかと聞きました。
And he smiled again and he said, let me tell you about this. He says, じゃあ私はこれはちょっと言いましょうと言いました。He said, the word church is an English translation of the Greek word ecclesia.
Church という言葉はね、英語でグリシア語のエクリシアの言葉から由来があるんですよ。
This word ecclesia,is the basis for the words that are used in French, Spanish, Italian, and Portuguese.
そしてこのエクレジアというのはフランス語、イタリア語、スペイン語、ポルトガル語でそういう言葉が使われていますね。
However, in English, the word church doesn't come from the same Greek root. It comes from the old English word,
Circe.そして英語ではこれはあのこういう言葉は実はこのギリシア語からじゃなくて古い英語のシリシという言葉から出てくるんですよ。
And this word is a change, is a transformation from the Teutonic transliteration of the Christian Greek word kiarakon.
そしてこの英語のチャーチというのは古い英語があの昔のクリスト教のグレーシア教から借りてきましたということですね。
Which means of the Lord.
は神様のという意味ですよと言われました。
He said, therefore, the word church means the house of Jesus Christ the Lord.
そして、チャーチという言葉は、イエス・クリストという神様の家であるという意味ですよ。
Now the word temple.
そして、テンプルという言葉ですよ。
This word comes from ancient Greece before the time of Christianity.
テンプルという言葉は、キリスト教の前のギリシア教から来ます。
And it means to cut or to set aside a place of land or a place in the sky to meditate.
そして、このテンプルというのは、もっと切るという意味で、こういう一つの地面を定まるとか、この天井のところにここを瞑想するとかという意味ですね。
So temple is a word that has no specific attachment to a certain religion. It just means a place to go and to do a sacred activity.
そしてテンプルというのは聖なる地の、特にあのどこの宗教に定まることはないと言うんですよ。
So now, when we think about our community of people,What should we call this group of people?
そしてこの仲間というのは何と呼ぶでしょうか?
I say we use the word Sangha. This word Sangha is an ancient Sanskrit word that means the gathering or to come together.
そしてこの仲間という人の集まりというのは Sangha という言葉を使った方がいいです。Sangha は今でもあのこういういろんなインド語の言葉ヒンディとベンガリの例を出して言ってたんですね。
And he proceeded to say that Sangha is the word for gathering, and it's used, and he cited examples from Hindi and Bengali, the modern languages of India, saying that this is the word that is used to mean a gathering of people or a group. It's the most appropriate word for us to use as Buddhists to talk about our community.
そして Sangha というのはこの仲間に最もふさわしい言葉ですね。
So I listened to him. He educated me and inspired me for 3 hours on the linguistic nuances of the origins of these words that we use every day.
そして3時間をかけてこういうふうに詳しく日常生活、お寺の行事で使われている言葉を説明しました。
So as I was driving home, I recalled a conversation that I'd had with one of the Oxnard Temple members, who told me, you know, for almost 20 years we had Reverend Fujitani Sensei as our minister. He was a great scholar. He would provide these wonderful, profound, well-researched Dharma talks for us. We are simple farmers with very little education. And we always felt so honored that he would share his Dharma teachings with us. And we felt sorry that we were not able to truly appreciate the depth of knowledge that he shared with us.
そして、オクスナード仏教会のゴモントさんに聞いたことをその帰りに思い出しました。藤谷先生はすごい学者でしたよと。すごい詳しく研究されて、私たちに立派にすごい深いご法話をなさってたんですね。もったいないことでした。私たちはそんなにたくさんの教育のない百姓の人ばかりですから、先生の深い話をいつも理解できてないからね、いつも理解できたわけでもないから、先生に申し訳なかった気持ちがあったんですよと言ってたんです。
So to me, this was really inspiring, the spirit of the Nembutsu. They didn't say, 先生の話が難しい。They didn't say, oh, it's too difficult, I couldn't understand it. They said, what a wonderful teaching, what an honor for this great scholar to come and to share the Dharma with us.
皆さんがこの先生は難しい、わからないと言わずに、立派にご弔問、この教えをいただく、わざわざこの農民の村に、その立派な学者が聞いていただいて、ありがたい、ありがたいばかりと、いう心ですね。これは本当の念仏の心だと思います。
To me, this, I imagine this must have been something like the experience that Kakunyo Shonin had when he sought and he traveled around Japan seeking to learn more about his great-grandfather, Shinran Shonin.
Kakunyo Shonin は同じ経験をなさったと思いますね。日本のあちこちにね、Shinran Shonin が行った北陸のところ、または関東の方に回って、親鸞聖人と実に会った、実にお念仏に喜んでた方々と、ひいおじいちゃんのことをいろいろ聞かせた、聞きたかったみたいですね。
So, Kakunyo traveled all over Japan, the areas where 親鸞聖人 had lived, seeking to hear and meet those who had spent time with his grandfather, his great-grandfather, those who had rejoiced together in the 念仏。And Shinran Shonin, like Reverend Fujitani, was a truly profound scholar. He spent 20 years of his life studying and mastering the sutras. All those books that were there at the Oxnard Buddhist Temple, Shinran Shonin studied and understood and had profound insight into their meaning.
Shinran Shonin もすごい立派な学者で20年間をかけて深く研究をなさってたんですね。
And he went and he lived among the simple people of the rural areas of Japan.
そして日本の田舎に住んで、百姓の一般の人々と一緒に暮らしました。
And among those people, he shared the teaching of the 念仏。
そしてその方々と一緒に念仏を喜んでたんですね。
And they didn't say, 親鸞聖人難しい、わからない。They said, this wonderful scholar has come all the way from Kyoto.To live among us and to share the 念仏 with us.
親鸞聖人と一緒にこの立派な学者がわざわざ京都から来て私たちと一緒にお念仏を教えていただいて一緒にお念仏を喜ぶ方ですね。
So today we remember those loved ones in our lives, some we knew personally, some who passed over to the other shore before we had the chance to know them well.
本日は私たちも先方者しのんでそのよく親しいお父さんお母さんご兄弟の方も忍びますし会ったことのない、ね、私たちが生まれる前にもうお浄土に帰られた方々もおられますね。
And yet as we reflect upon their lives and things which they did for us things which they taught us that perhaps at the time we couldn't fully appreciate. And now today, we come to understand the meaning of their kindness in our lives. This encounter with the words Namo Amida Butsu, the boundless wisdom and compassion of the Buddha.
その時はよくわからなかったかもしれませんが、本日になってありがたいと思う方々もおられます。
その方々の親切さ、その方々の優しさによって、私たちがこの南無阿弥陀仏というお名号に出会えて、仏様の大慈悲と出会えて、私たちの日頃に歩んでいる道が仏様の光で照らされているということですね。
And so, as we conclude our reflection today, I would like to once again return to these words of Shinran Shonin that capture, to me, the heart of our life in the Nembutsu.
最後にこの Shinran Shonin のお言葉、この Nembutsu がよくよく描かれたお心を一緒にお聞きしたいと思います。
Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。I recall hearing the late Master Honen say, Persons of the Pure Land tradition attain birth in the Pure Land by becoming their foolish selves. Moreover, I remember him smile and say, as he watched humble people of no intellectual pretensions coming to visit him, Without doubt, their birth is settled.
Ima wa naki Honen Shonin ga浄土の教えを仰ぐ人は我が身の愚かさに気づいて往生するのであると王政になったのを確かにお聞きしましたし何もわからない無知な人々が来るのをご覧になっては間違いなく往生ができると微笑まれていたのを拝見しましたと。
南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏